Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Israeli surrogacy business, and I was hip to this by Mark Dankoff. I heard him on another radio program. Now listen to this, the Zionist miracle and its secret. Now, Israelis say a miracle is happening. Just as remarkable is that fertility in most of the Muslim world has fallen below Israel's, while the fertility of the Israeli Arabs and Arabs in Judea and Samaria has converged on the Jewish fertility rate in Israel. At present, there is no risk that a non-Jewish majority will emerge between the Mediterranean and the Jordan River. Not only has the so-called population time bomb disappeared in Israel, in large parts of the Muslim world, fertility has fallen below the Jewish fertility rate in Israel. When you're looking at Israeli expansionism, Moshe Dayan, Ben-Gurion, Oded Yunon, all these characters that talked about expanding Israel. And then you see the destabilization of the surrounding regimes to make it so bad that some of the minorities will say, yeah, Israel, expand. We'd rather be under your leadership than the evil Takfiri Wahhabi goofs that you guys set up, by the way, Israel. But we don't know that because we're not doing our homework, you see? Now, and you guys can find that, the Israeli surrogacy business. It's a long article, and I don't want to continue because I've got a lot to get to. But I found that extremely interesting that these people are actually tinkering with the birth rates, okay? And they're talking about basically how LGBT Jewish LGBTs are basically being able to go around the world and grab kids and use their sperm and somebody else's egg or whatever
and then bring them back to Israel. I mean, to be raised in the Zionist state, to keep their birth rate up. And so, hey, they can do their thing, you know, their own sexual proclivities. But then they're still going to, hey, go grass, you know, tinker up and cook up some babies and bring them to Israel. And, hey, we got Jews as far as the eye can see. It's really, really wild stuff. All right. So the Israeli surrogacy business, check that out. That's just fascinating. Let's see here. Let's get into YouTube censorship real quick. And I want to get it. Well, no, let's do this. This is out of Israel Shahak's book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion. All right. And I want to read a little bit of this. And this book was written in the 80s. The main danger, which this is called Israeli expansionism, the page 9 of chapter. Yeah, this is page 9 of the book. The main danger which Israel as a Jewish state poses to its own people, to other Jews, and to its neighbors is its ideologically motivated pursuit of territorial expansion and the inevitable series of wars resulting from this aim. What do you think Syria is, folks? Do you think the United States really gives a crap about Syria? This is about Israeli expansionism. They've got to break the regime of Dr. Bashar al-Assad. He's the cement holding all these minorities together. And the Russians and the Iranians are, you know, if Syria falls, Lebanon's going to fall, okay, to Greater Israel. And it's going to turn into it's been turned into rubble numerous times, and I remember as a kid watching Beirut and so forth. Now listen to this. The more Israel becomes Jewish, or as one says in Hebrew, the more it returns to Judaism, okay, the more its actual politics are guided by Jewish ideological considerations and less by rational ones. All right? My own early political conversion from admirer of Ben-Gurion to his dedicated opponent began exactly with such an issue. In 1956, I eagerly swallowed all of Ben-Gurion's political and military reasons for Israel initiating the Suez War until he, in spite of being an atheist, on the third day of that war, that the real reason for it is the restoration of the kingdom of David and Solomon to its biblical border. At this point in his speech, almost every Knesset member spontaneously rose and sang the Israeli national anthem. To my knowledge, no Zionist politician has ever repudiated Ben-Gurion's idea that Israeli policies must be based within the limits of pragmatic considerations on the restoration of the biblical borders as the borders of the Jewish state. Indeed, close analysis of Israeli grand strategies and actual principles of foreign policy as they are expressed in Hebrew makes it clear that it is Jewish ideology more than any other factor which determines actual Israeli policies. The disregard of Judaism as it really is and of Jewish ideology makes those policies incomprehensible to foreign observers who usually know nothing about Judaism except crude apologetics. Let me give a more recent illustration of the essential difference which exists between Israeli imperial planning of the most inflated but secular type and the principles of Jewish ideology. The latter enjoins that land which was either ruled by any Jewish ruler in ancient times or was promised by God to the Jews, either in the Bible or, what is actually more important politically, according to a rabbinic interpretation of the Bible and the Talmud, should belong to Israel since it is a Jewish state. No doubt, many Jewish doves are of the opinion that such conquest should be deferred to a time when Israel will be stronger than it is now, or that there would be, hopefully, peaceful conquest. That is, that the Arab rulers or peoples will be persuaded to cede the land in question in return for benefits which the Jewish state would then confer on them. And that hit me like a ton of bricks as I was rereading this, especially as I've been playing that Avi Lipkin quote, where he's basically talked about how bad it is for everybody in the Middle East, and basically how they're being persuaded that to live under an Israeli regime would be much more preferable to live under a Takfiri-type Wahhabi Salafist principality, you see? A number of discrepant versions of biblical orders of the land of Israel, which rabbinical authorities interpret as ideally belonging to the Jewish state, are in circulation. The most far-reaching among them include the following areas with its borders in the south: all of Sinai and a part of the northern Egypt up to the environs Cairo; in the east, all Jordan and a large chunk of Saudi Arabia. Isn't that amazing? All of Kuwait and part of Iraq south of the Euphrates; in the north, all of Lebanon and all of Syria, together with a huge part of Turkey up to Lake Van; and in the west, Cyprus. Now think of all this. Look at all the destabilization. Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. Now Kuwait, we haven't been seeing that much. Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Turkey, Cyprus. Remember the haircuts in Cyprus? I mean, this is fascinating. An enormous body of research and learned discussion based on these borders, embodied in atlases, books, articles, and more popular forms of propaganda, is being published in Israel, often with the state subsidies or other forms of support. And I can keep going on and on, and maybe I'll read more of this. But it's, let me stay here. In fact, important Jewish religious figures regard the Israeli refusal to undertake a holy war, and they're talking about in the Sinai, where they returned the Sinai to Egypt, as a national sin which was justly punished by God. Now see, if you get into Mike Evans, you get into John Hagee, and you get into a lot of these guys, they completely agree with the rabbis that see, every time that Israel gets into a skirmish, even if they've, you know, on the underbelly started it, if they don't crush, you know, the surrounding regime and totally take control, then it's a national sin. You see, you'll see this on Christian kind of Zionist television, where it's just like, God gave you a chance, you didn't take it, and so you didn't crush these surrounding regimes, and so now God's going to put you back on the treadmill, if you will, and you've got to pay before you get another chance to take these lands back. And this is very wild stuff, folks. And I know a lot of you that kind of pay attention to this, you get this. I'm going to leave it there. I know I need to get back into the protocols, because I'm on protocol 5. And so take a deep breath. Let's switch gears. That was Israel Shahak, Jewish History, Jewish Religion. And I'm going through the protocols one at a time, and I got 8 minutes left before the break. So let's start with protocol 5, because this stuff's fascinating. Now, we're starting here. What form of administrative rule can be given to communities in which corruption has penetrated everywhere? Communities where riches are attained only by the clever surprise tactics of semi-swindling tricks, where looseness reign, where morality is maintained by penal measures and harsh laws, but not by voluntary accepted principles, where the feelings toward faith and country are obliterated by cosmopolitan conviction. Isn't this where we're living right now? Let's go through this again. Riches are attained by clever surprise tactics or of semi-swindling tricks. Look at Goldman Sachs. Look at the hedge funds. Look at Hollywood. Look at the rappers. Look at the rockers. All the contracts are involved in all the crap. Where looseness reigns. Think about that. Nicki Minaj, Beyonce. Okay? Trannies everywhere in Hollywood posing as women. Where morality is maintained by penal measures and harsh laws, but not by voluntary accepted principle. Think about that. What's the only thing that keeps people in check right now out in the street? Penal system. Nobody's voluntarily, I mean, plenty of people still are. We'd have blood in the streets every day. Don't get me wrong, but you see where the trends are taking us, right? Where the feelings towards faith and country are obliterated by cosmopolitan conviction. Look at just in the last few years, the total divergence in the culture. You got university professors trampling on the flag, Bill Ayers, some of the more the leftist blacks, Jewish intellectuals, so forth. It's all cosmopolitanism. It's all globalism. It's all like if you look at the war on the American flag itself. Look at the war on all of our symbols. Whether you like the Confederate symbols or not, they're still symbols of our history. Look at how they were going to try to tear down Andrew Jackson's, or was that Robert E. Lee? I can't remember. In New Orleans. I think it was Andrew Jackson. Maybe it was Robert E. Lee. Anyway. But David Duke and some of them came out there. But after they pulled the false flag in Charleston, we on this program, you guys that listen to this program, we saw it. The immediate start, the machinations against all Southern symbols. Okay, they want to culturally obliterate. Okay, the cultural landmarks of this society. They want to do this the neo society of America, which is anything that was ever done by white people is evil. Now, I had Professor Hall on. This guy's an expert on what happened to the Native American. Okay, now I'm not going to be sitting here. Because I can maintain my own integrity. There's a lot of treaties and truces and all these things that were broken by the United States government towards a lot of the tribes. And I'm going to have Professor Hall back on sometime, if he'll grace, the program with his presence, to talk about that stuff. Because you got to maintain integrity and you got to say, look, white people have done some evil at the behest of their controllers throughout history. Nick calls the British Empire the Yiddish Empire from over at Circus Maximus. You see, this empire has been controlled for a long time, the British Empire, the Yiddish British Empire. All right? But back to the protocol. What form of, and I'm not trying to say that anytime anybody that's white has ever done anything wrong, it's at the behest of somebody else. We're all flawed humans, and if you're not willing to say that we're all flawed humans, you're not really, you don't have any integrity, because all of us at any point in time have the propensity to choose wrong rather than right. That's part of being a human. Back to the protocol 5. What form of rule is to be given to these communities if not that despotism which I shall describe to you later? We shall create an intensified centralization of government in order to grip in our hands all the forces of the community. We shall regulate mechanically all the actions of the political life of our subjects by new laws. These laws will withdraw one by one all the indulgences and liberties which have been permitted by the goyim. And our kingdom will be distinguished by a despotism of such magnificent proportions as to be at any moment, in every place, in a position to wipe out any goyim who oppose us by deed or word. We shall be told that such a despotism as I speak of is not consistent with the progress of these days, but I will prove to you that it is. In the times when the peoples looked upon kings on their thrones as on a pure manifestation of the will of God, they submitted without a murmur to the despotic power of kings. For from the day when we insinuated into their minds a conception of their own rights, they began to regard the occupants of thrones as mere ordinary mortals. The holy unction of the Lord's anointed has fallen from the heads of kings in the eye of the people, and we also robbed them of their faith in God. The might of power was flung upon the street into the place of public proprietorship and was seized by us. Moreover, the art of directing masses and individuals by means of cleverly manipulated theory and verbiage, by regulations of life in common, all sorts of other quirks, and all which the goyim understand nothing, belongs likewise to the specialists of our administrative brain. And I'll stop it there, and I got something else to pull out of Jewish history, Jewish religion that ties in with this. See you on the other side.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
City Radio. Now, check this out. We shall create an intensified centralization of government in order to grip in our hands all the forces of the community. We shall regulate mechanically all the actions of the political life of our subjects by new laws. Now, I'm back into Shahak's book, and this is called A Closed Utopia. Okay? Now, he's talking about Sir Thomas More, patron saint of all the lawyers, and utopia, and he gets into the Platonic, Plato, and Machiavellian. Machiavelli at least apologized for the methods which he thought necessary in politics. He regretted the necessity of force and fraud and did not call them by any other name. But Plato and St. Thomas More sanctified them, provided that they were used to sustain their own utopian republics. Now, you get into this character Moses Hadass. He claimed the foundations of classical Judaism, that is, Judaism as it was established by Talmudic sages, are based on Platonic influences, especially on the image of Sparta as it appears in Plato. Okay? And this was adopted by Judaism as early as the Maccabean period, 142 to 63 BC, was that every phase of human conduct should be subjected to religious sanctions, which are in fact to be manipulated by the ruler. There could be no better definition of classical Judaism. Now, this is out of Plato. The principal thing is that no one, man or woman, should ever be without an officer set over him, and that none should get the mental habit of taking any step, whether in earnest or in jest, on his individual responsibility. In peace, as in war, he must live always with his eyes on his superior officer. In a word, we must train the mind not to even consider acting as an individual or know how to do it. If the word rabbi is substituted for an officer, we will have a perfect image of classical Judaism. It was the above quoted passage which was chosen by Karl Popper in The Open Society and Its Enemies as describing the essence of a closed society. Historical Judaism and its two successors, Jewish Orthodoxy and Zionism, are both sworn enemies of the concept of the open society as applied to Israel. But yet George Soros, with his Open Society Institute on the rest of the planet, wants to assert his will. Do you understand? So for one, this is the consummate kind of duplicitous chutzpah of the double standard. Once again, what's good for what we're going to do internally in Israel, the rest of the world has to have a completely different template, a completely different model, and you guys got to have the open society where we'll decide who immigrates and emigrates wherever. You know, Hillary's talking about people should just be free to move about the planet as they please. Borders are silly, you see. But in Israel, you see, they've got the most tight, maintained a wall. You got to prove by DNA, basically. Oh, unless you bring one of those babies in that you cooked up in some incubator somewhere. You can bring them in, and I guess you're good because they're a baby, you see. And so then they'll be raised in the brainwashing and in the psychological programming system to where really their genetic profile doesn't matter because, see, they're a baby. And so I found that fascinating when I was looking at that Israeli surrogacy business article. I was like, see, they really don't care about DNA. That's why you see these Ukrainian blonde kind of Germanic looking women on all the TV screens as their newscasters on Israeli TV. And you're like, well, wait a minute. She really doesn't look very Jewish. You see, that really doesn't matter. As long as they can be raised within the programming system, I don't really think that necessarily they're really worried about necessarily the DNA profile. I guess unless you want, you know, a guy wants to be a Kohanim of the priesthood or something of that nature. So I wanted to get some of that out there because I found that highly fascinating. Let's get back into this. Moreover, the art of directing masses and individuals by means of cleverly manipulated theory and verbiage. Oh, I already did that. Oh, now listen to this. They mentioned the Jesuits here in Protocol 5, and I'm gonna pick this up on the other side. Incendiary Radio. Hope you're enjoying it, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Cineary Radio. Now listen to this. This is pretty good stuff. Now, I know I had Professor Hall on earlier, and hopefully he doesn't get thrown under the bus because I'm reading out of the protocols. I've been covering one a week, and you guys can decide whether they're a forgery. You can decide whether they're a fraud. I'm just reading them because I think it's quite fascinating to kind of tie them into modern events. Now, listen to this. We're in Protocol 5. Reared on analysis, observation on delicacies of fine calculation. In this species or of skill, we have no rivals any more than we have either in the drawing up of plans of political actions and solidarity. In this respect, the Jesuits alone might have compared with us, but we have contrived to discredit them in the eyes of the unthinking mob as an overt organization, while we ourselves all the while have kept our secret organization in the shade. However, it is probably all the same to the world who is its sovereign lord, whether the head of Catholicism or our despot of the blood of Zion. But to us, the chosen people,
It is very far from being a matter of indifference. For a time, perhaps, we might be successfully dealt with by a coalition of the goyim of all the world. But from this danger, we are secured by the discord existing among them, whose roots are so deeply seated that they can never now be plucked up. We have set one against another the personal and national reckonings of the goyim, religious and race hatred. You got that? Religious and race hatred, which we have fostered into a huge growth in the course of the past 20 centuries. This is the reason why there is not one state which would anywhere receive support if it were to raise its arm. For every one of them must bear in mind that any agreement against us would be unprofitable to itself. We are too strong. There is no evading our power. The nations cannot come to even an inconsiderable private agreement without our secretly having a hand in it. And I'm going to stop there, but pretty fascinating to read that. It's just so kind of apropos to hear that. Now, I wanted to get into an article real quick. This is on Professor Hall, where he's the editor-in-chief. This is Geroido Coleman. Remember, now he was a guest on a lot of people's programs. He really bombed RT with some truth. And everybody check this one out. It's on the American Herald Tribune, ahtribune.com. France's big idea for the world, all right? French imperialism is exceedingly busy these days. Since April 2012, the GGSE, France's equivalent of the CIA, have been helping French terrorists enter Syria so they can behead children and eat their body parts in the name of human rights. Though we have been saying this for some time, the French Ministry of Truth, and that's France, INTR.FR, and that's a link to it, now discreetly admitted we were right all along. In Africa, the French have been coordinating Boko Haram terrorists against the intransigent and xenophilic Biya regime of Cameroon. In January 2015, French special forces were, according to Afrique media, arrested by the Cameroon military, fighting alongside the Takfiri terrorists and discreetly repatriated to France on orders from the Elysee Palace. And it gets into Mali. The bombing campaign helped France, people out of Libya, to reconquer Mali. And then Gerald Celenti and people were talking about needing radioactive material. You know, France, it runs on like 75% nuclear, all right? The country is now destroyed, divided, but very much open. Then it gets into the Central African Republic, okay? Cameroon, Congo, Brazzaville, Burundi, Democratic Republic of Congo. So everybody check that article out by Geroido Coleman, France's big idea for the world. You know, I was in Somalia, and guess who was there? The French Foreign Legion. First night I'm on the ground, we dug our fighting holes, we're dug in, we're all trying to take naps. Next thing you know, the Legion, they're down the road, all you see is tracer rounds flying around, they're whacking people. You know, we're sitting there, you know, just, you know, we've got a position dug in, and we're Marine Corps, United States. And then down the road, the French Foreign Legion, these guys are shooting up the place. And then, I mean, these French, dude, if you guys don't know about the Legion, you need to study about these guys are sick. But they would roll by us in these trucks full of, and the like big old massive military style trucks, you know, with a bed on the back full of ice and beer. I mean, that's how the French roll. And then their MREs, their meals ready to eat, they're full of wine. They get wine in their MREs in France. That's how they roll. But France and Africa have a fascinating, let's just say, relationship that everybody should explore more, all right? Let's see here. Let's get into this. And this popped up throughout the week, and this is pretty fascinating. But, Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. Clip 7. the YouTube, Google, they're coming out. We know that the internet's going to be turned over to ICANN, and I wish I could have talked to Professor Hall about this and where he thinks it's going, but I think it's going to be a boiling frog to where they're going to slowly just clamp down on everybody. They're not going to do it right off the bat. That would cause too much of a freak out. They're going to, you know, I think they might pick people off and then just do a slow squeeze. Let's hit clip 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gotten worse. Google has enforced new rules on YouTube, and it's called YouTube Heroes. YouTube Heroes is a program designed to recognize and reward the global community of volunteer contributors. The volunteers help create the best possible YouTube experience for everyone by flagging inappropriate videos for deletion. YouTube has just shot itself in the foot. Literally. Now, people who are quote-unquote trusted flaggers can have your YouTube videos basically deleted. And eventually, your channel deleted. Also, we've been wondering where all the comments are going. Today, they'll say 100 comments on this video. And I'll click them, and all it'll see is 8 comments. And it's just like, where to go? Which is why we've been asking you all, please go comment on the website. Now, before we go into this any further, let me show you something. While you're watching a video and you want to go say a comment, please come post it on the website so it doesn't get censored by Google and YouTube. You do not have to have an account to comment. But in case you want an account with our website, a free account, you don't have to pay to have a free account. It's free. Now, obviously, that's kind of self-explanatory, but you get it. All you have to do, while you're logged into YouTube or Google, whatever, while you're logged in, you don't have to fill out username, email, password, none of this. All you have to do is click this G right here, which is for Google. You'll be taken to the sign-in screen. Enter your email. You're already logged in, so you wouldn't hit this screen.
You're getting it. This is the stealth kind of just, they're moving. Then they're going to have their army of little punks. That video's too much. It's exposing this or that. Can't have that. Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. Now, this one's pretty crazy. This is more on the transhuman level, but this is just more of the weird crap where we're going, where basically you're going to have, or they're going to have the ability to basically, I think it's already here, but it's being rolled out. Go ahead and play.
This is a whole new level of creepy. This post needs to go viral. I need your guys' help. We need to share this around and get it out there. MIT has created a wireless device that can detect emotions, heartbeat, and breathing patterns. Imagine a world where you no longer need to communicate directly with an individual to understand their emotions. Instead, you would just consult with your personal wireless EQ radio to get a readout of their emotions, measured by their heartbeat and breathing patterns. Or imagine a world where the government, corporations, Facebook, Google, and other conglomerations can all know your emotions or your reactions because you own a smartphone equipped with an EQ radio device, and every single smartphone has one. It's called your router, your Wi-Fi, or your wireless signal. The scientists at MIT, or the researchers at MIT, the Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab, or CSAIL, have developed a device which can read heartbeats and breath, in turn to decipher emotions. The device uses wireless signals, just like a home wireless router, to determine emotions. The device measures subtle changes in breathing and heart rhythms. EQ radio is 87% accurate at detecting if a person is excited, happy, sad, or angry, and can do so without on-body sensors.
You can stop it there.
The device records the wave.
You're getting it. This isn't... We're so far in the stratosphere with retarded Orwellian Huxley and BS. I hope you know that my emotions are that I can't stand you little freak show, pedophile, control freak, want to kill everybody, sick, I hate the human race, I love everything ugly people. you know, it just, you know, the whole thing just stinks. Let's do a couple more clips. Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and hit clip 9. This one's pretty funny, from Dave Acton on Charlotte.
Terrible police departments are racist. They're going around indiscriminately killing people. But with the National Guard here, and we have our de facto state of martial law, well, everything will be just wonderful. We'll have our civil rights back. Oh, really? You don't think this is preparation and exercise and planning for the economic collapse? You don't think that these folks, when their EBT cards don't work and their surplus cheese cards and their this government handout, that government handout, when those things don't work, you don't think they're going to be screaming and yelling and off the rails? Well, that's okay. We'll have the National Guard there. So everything will be just fine. So you can carry your cardboard sign, and we'll have Sergeant Hero here keeping track of everything. Why is that, Dave? Well, it's for a federalized police force, so we can get rid of states' rights and roll all these police units, county, sheriff, state police, into a composite federal police force, so we can get rid of the Second Amendment, because that's what this is all about, and it's coming. I'll explain it in another episode, because if you don't think this is about the Second Amendment...
All right, you can stop it, Mr. Producer, but you're getting it. I've been talking about this federalized police force. I got that book from the 1970s, The Plot to Replace the Constitution. They were talking about it in that book. Let's get into this. Get clip 12 ready. Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing, AFFH, the Bolshevik Stalinization of moving people that are completely culturally incompatible with you, forcibly moving them into your geographic locale. Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing, HUD, AFFH. Go ahead and hit clip 12.
It is, and affectionately titled AFFH for short, because nobody can say what the name of it is exactly how it reads. It furthers the existing fair housing laws that have been in place for decades. And what it does is the Obama administration and all their cohorts are the masters of data. If you remember any of the stories about him getting elected originally, they took charge of voter data and used it like it's never been used before. They've now had 6.5 years of information ownership of the entire country. They're now going to use this massive database that has been written in conjunction with AFFH to essentially prove the thing that they believe is correct, which is all of our communities are racist.
Then if you take a $1 of HUD money, you fall into the trap. And the trap is the feds then come in and tell you your town is a racist town and that you are going to build low-income, high-density housing where they tell you to.
So we have some good news. People are finally waking up to this racist nonsense that Obama and Julian Castro are foisting into our cities. What's even more encouraging is that I know that the only way for something like this to happen is because people showed up to their councils and informed the representatives about why these things are bad. Because when it comes to grant money, politicians don't even want to question it. So it's a really big deal that at least 3 municipalities from around the country are rejecting the lure of federal grant money. 2 more counties have joined a Colorado town in rejecting grants covered by HUD's Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing.
You can stop it there. So here's the story. Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing. You see, if your county, your municipality takes any of the money from these thugs, they're going to force you to move a bunch of thugs into your geographic location. So I would suggest all of you lash out now. Do your county council, your city, be like, don't you dare take a dollar of that HUD money, because then they're going to move a bunch of undesirables. They're going to spike the crime rate, beat up granny, rape the kids, who knows what else, beat Whitey. You just don't know. I mean, and so that just I just wanted to get that one out there. USDefenseWatch.com. This was written by Ray Starman. Is Tim Kaine a communist? Okay. And I've been, you guys know, I've been looking at this Jesuit little stooge, Tim Kaine from the giddy up. And a lot of people are starting to finally, but Hillary's running on fumes. She gets into office. She's going to be like Ronnie Reagan with Alzheimer's. Tim Kaine's going to be like Joe Biden. Joe Biden was over there running the show, doing all the foreign policy. Obama's playing golf. Obama, he's a commie, but he's not the guy behind the scenes doing all the dirt. Tim Kaine, this dirtbag, is going to be the guy running the system. Now, and it gets into USDefenseWatch.com. Is Tim Kaine a communist? Everybody read it. It gets into the liberation theology, the Sandinista stuff, Ortega, him being down there, you know, his little social justice warrior crap. I played that stuff on the program. So maintain your eyes on Tim Kaine. Wake people up that this guy, a senator from Virginia, former governor, you got the Virginia reporter shooting crap, you got the Virginia Tech hit, all that stuff. This guy's a deep state operator, and it's basically world Bolshevik type of actor, and there's a pretty good article there, so everybody check that one out. Is Tim Kaine a communist? U.S. Defense Watch. Let's get into Michael Savage and Jones. The day after Kyle Hunt and I were on the program, Savage went back on Jones's program the very next day. And so, Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 13 and we'll let this play a little bit and I'll have you pause.
Ask you this, sir. World traveled, you know, historian, you name it. What is the master plan by the George Soroses? What in the hell are they thinking?
I don't care what his master plan is. This emigre needs to be rounded up by Interpol, in my opinion. When Donald Trump becomes president, all I can say is George Soros better not be in America. Because one of the first things that Trump has to do, I don't know how many different things he has to do at once. The first thing is the subversives.
I agree, and a good way to start, you just said it. Michael Savage and Alex Jones are calling for the war criminal wanted in many nations, who's overthrown nations financially, allied with radical Islam. We are calling for George Soros to be deported the day Donald Trump is sworn in.
You can't deport him the first day. You can try him the first day. You can bring him in on charges of sedition, for example. Who gave this filthy billionaire emigre, this money changer in the Temple of Beauty, who gave this bum and his illegitimate, crazy family son? Did you see the son?
Totally.
Here's the beautiful part. I had it up on my website. I couldn't believe it over Labor Day. It showed the son of Soros, the biggest party animal now in the Hamptons, in a $72 million house, hanging around with disgusting rap stars, filthy, degenerate models, the whole pack of America.
Oh, if you Google his image, his son, he's totally whacked out of his brain.
This cockeyed bum is now hanging out with the lowest of the scum in the rap world, the lowest of the scum from the runways, the gutter rats of the world are now hanging out with Soros' son, party animals. And this man is now going to take his father's ill-gained fortune. And I say ill-gain because to me, money trading is ill-gain. You want to go into this? I don't know how people can bet against currencies and make a living. I don't know how that's allowed. Can you explain that to me? The man almost collapsed the British pound.
He admits he tries to collapse countries. He's been trying to collapse the dollar for 50 years.
All right. We know who the arch enemy of freedom is. He has a name. In our opinion, he should be tried. In Scorched Earth, I have a whole chapter not only on the head of the snake, but all the subversive groups that I could find in America. It's 2 pages long, Alex. Some of them have benign names you've never heard of. Some you know, ACLU. All of these groups need to be investigated by the new UAC, House Un-American Activities Committee. Now, I know that's a red flag to all of the good liberals out there.
It should be.
Well, it shouldn't be a red flag.
No, listen, I want to say this. I want to say something real quick and then let you take over. I've always been for free speech to the most radical level. The problem is they're all organizing and saying they want to shut down talk radio. They want to shut down Matt Drudge. They want to shut down Breitbart. Hillary says the alt-right, that means Michael Savage is the dean, does not have a right to exist. When you start hearing final solution.
All right. So Michael Savage is the dean of the alt-right. They want to crank up the House Un-American Activities Committee. Trump just met with Bibi at the Trump Tower, and I read all that crap. Who do you think is the real targets here, folks? I'm just saying there's certain people out here that are really trying to be honest brokers, and when they talk about HUAC and cranking it back up, and it's Michael Savage, and he's, you know, he talks a little smack on George Soros and Interpol needs to round him up. Very interesting language they're using here, because see, that kind of bludgeon could be turned in many different ways, and I just want people to kind of think about that. Go ahead and resume.
Literal Nazi rhetoric that I don't have a right to exist, I've got a black heart, you're evil, Matt Drudge is evil, I'm done. Listen, you come here, you overthrow the country, you bring in radical Muslims, you want to arrest me? The gloves are off. We're going to try in front of a jury. Then we're going to lock your asses up. You want it? We're going to find out who the traitors are. Go ahead.
Alex, you know, the left was famous at agitprop. I believe after this election, whoever wins, we need to have a people's tribunal and have mock trials of Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, George Soros, all of the names that we know are involved with destroying our sovereignty and going after our First Amendment. There's nothing prohibiting such agitprop.
You can be the prosecutor.
Who?
You.
No, I'm not good as a lawyer. I can't even imitate lawyers. But the thing is, Alex, listen, we got to slow down. There's a lot of work to be done. Because if Trump wins, and it looks like he could easily win unless they do one of two things, and I'm terrified of either of the options. One is the most horrible possibility. If it looks like he's going to beat her, you know they're not letting him get to the finish line. Let's let that hang in the air. Number two. Let us say he wins. Well, what happens then? He is surrounded by neocons. They have already triangulated Trump. You saw that last week. He already brought in the, I think was on your show last week, the former head of the CIA under, was it,
Came out and criticized Trump.
The former head of the CIA under Clinton. He's using him as an advisor?
You're right. It was sure. That's Woolsey.
Yes. Yes, Woolsey. Why would he choose him? I'm already concerned about the whole... Trump will be on my radio show today, by the way, good. Alex. He's scheduled to be on. And we're going to talk about...
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. And I haven't got into that interview with Savage and Trump. Maybe I'll get to that next week. But... Very interesting stuff. I mean, it's interesting that Savage brings up Trump bringing on Woolsey. That alarms Savage. I mean, very fascinating stuff. Let's hit clip 15. We got a couple minutes left, Mr. Producer. Make America Mexico Again.
Far left Democratic group reports called Deport Racism is running a profanity laced ad promising to make America Mexico Again. Now, the first instinct here reminds me of the same production company, probably is the same production company that, you know, they brought those children out.
You can stop it there.
Horrible,
you can stop it there. Some more Ford Foundation crap, Make America Mexico Again. Let's finish with the Obama UN speech, clip 16. Listen to this joke. You're going to love it.
But we have pressed forward. Slowly. Steadily, to make a system of international rules and norms that are better and stronger and more consistent. It is this international order that is underwritten, unparalleled advances in human liberty and prosperity. It is this collective endeavor that's brought about diplomatic cooperation between the world's major powers and buttressed a global economy that has lifted more than a billion people from poverty. It is these international principles that have helped constrain bigger countries from imposing our will on smaller
ones.
Mr.
Producer, thanks everybody for listening, but this is the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama just straight up lying for 45 minutes at the United Nations. Thanks everybody for listening. Thanks, Professor Hall. appreciate y'all, and hopefully I'll be here next week.